Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, my name is William Fastow. F-A-S-T-O-W.
Thank you. And what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a real estate broker.
And where do you do that?
In Washington, D.C.
And is that where you live as well?
It is.
And how long have you been a real estate broker?
Just about 20 years.
Always in the D.C. area?
No, actually up here in Boston for a few years, and then a hiatus, and then back in D.C.
And, were you familiar with Anna Walsh and Brian Walsh?
Yes.
And how did you meet the Walshes?
Anna Walsh was referred to me by a mutual friend, Jem Lutlow. They were looking for a home in the D.C. area, and I assisted them in purchasing a townhome in Chevy Chase, D.C.
And did you know Anna or Brian Walsh before that?
I did not.
And where was that property located generally?
It was on 43rd Street in Northwest D.C.
And you said it was a townhome?
That's correct.
Can you just describe that townhome?
So it was a semi-attached townhome. One side of it faced on 43rd Street. It had a staircase that led up to a parlor level. It was four floors and had a two-car garage underneath.
And who bought the home?
Anna Walsh.
And was the deed in her name?
I believe so.
And when did Anna close on that property?
March of 2022.
And did you meet Anna in person?
Yes.
And when did you first meet Anna in person?
I think a couple months before that, she had come up to Washington once or twice to look at properties.
And did Brian Walsh come with her?
He did not.
Had you ever met Brian Walsh in person?
No, I have not.
Did you ever speak with Brian Walsh?
Yes, we had at least one, if not a few, teleconference calls to discuss the property.
So after you sold the townhome to Anna Walsh, did you have further contact with her?
I did.
And when was your initial contact with her after you sold her the home?
Immediately.
And what was your initial relationship?
We quickly became close friends, then confidants, and before long we started an intimate relationship.
And what do you mean by confidants?
We would share conversations about our lives, what we were going through, personal troubles, those sorts of things.
And you said that your relationship became more, that it became intimate.
It did.
And when did that happen?
Shortly after she moved to Massachusetts, within a few weeks.
Massachusetts?
Sorry, excuse me, Washington, D.C. From Massachusetts to Washington, D.C.
And what was your marital status at that time?
I was separated.
And do you have children, sir?
I do.
Tell me about the types of things that you and Anna did in the course of your relationship.
We would go out to dinner, go to bars. She would accompany me to functions. I have a boat in Annapolis. She would come sailing with me. We did a couple of fitness dates together, see movies, those sorts of things.
You said movies?
Yes.
And you said fitness dates. What do you mean by fitness dates?
Anna was very active physically. Being in shape was very important to her. I hosted a outdoor yoga event, and she had attended on multiple occasions.
When you say Anna was very active, what do you mean by that?
She was very focused on staying in shape, sort of recovering from her multiple pregnancies, getting her figure back. She was really, you know, trying to dial everything in and be as active as possible.
Did she exercise?
She did.
Did you see her exercise?
Yes.
What kind of exercise did she do?
She had a home gym that she worked out in. I believe there was a treadmill and some weights and a small weight bench there. And then the yoga classes we discussed. I also think she may have taken a couple Pilates or other yoga classes on her own.
So how often would you see Anna Walsh in the course of your relationship?
Typically 2 to 3 times a week.
And would you see each other on the weekends?
Yes, when she was in Washington.
And how often would you and Anna communicate once your relationship became intimate?
Pretty much daily.
And how would you and Anna communicate with each other?
Phone calls, text messages, and a private messenger through Instagram.
Did she use a cell phone?
Yes.
And how many cell phones did you contact her on?
One.
Did you know her to use more than one cell phone?
I did not.
How about you? How many cell phones did you use?
Just one.
And the cell phone number that you used to communicate with Anna, do you remember that number?
Not off the top of my head, but I know it was a 617 number.
If I said the number to you, would you recognize the number?
Yes.
Do you recognize 617-599-7966?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Did Anna use social media?
She did.
How do you know that she used social media?
She was a frequent Instagram poster.
And when you say frequent, what was her practice or custom with social media?
Typically, I'd say at least once or twice a week.
Any other platforms that she used?
I think she had a Facebook account.
And did you comment on her post?
I did.
And did you comment on her post using your name?
Yes, I did.
Your full name?
That my account's under.
So the tennis that you sold Anna, is that where she lived?
It is.
And did you go inside of that townhouse after she moved into it?
I had.
And did you ever stay overnight at that townhouse?
I did not.
Did she ever stay at your home in D.C. overnight?
She did.
So talking about her townhouse, you said it was four floors?
Yes.
And that starting like the garage level?
The garage was at street level, and then there was an elevated parlor, and then two bedroom levels above that.
And that parlor level is where the kitchen would have been?
Correct.
And what had she done about, was the home furnished?
Yes.
And how was
she had furnished it.
Okay. And how was the home furnished?
She had settled in very quickly. It was important to her to nest as quickly as possible. So she had fully furnished it. She'd built out the home gym, which I had mentioned earlier, furniture on the main level, the owner's bedroom, and three levels upstairs that were for the children.
And what had she done to furnish the bedrooms for the children?
She had acquired beds, accessory furniture. I think she had the rooms painted. She may have even gone as far as buying some individual items, clothes, toys, whatnot.
Did you ever meet Anna's three children?
I did not.
What did Anna tell you about where her children were?
Her children were living in Massachusetts.
What did Anna tell you about why her children were not with her?
She told me that her children were with their father, Brian Walsh, up in Massachusetts, and that they were there because his home confinement was predicated on him being the primary caregiver.
When did Anna tell you that?
Fairly early on. She had attempted to apply for a insurance policy, a blanket coverage policy for her house, and the company she had reached out to was unwilling to underwrite the policy, and they had disclosed to her that it was because of Brian's history.
What did Anna tell you about how she felt about her children not being with her in D.C.?
Initially, she felt that it was something necessary for her to get through, but as time came on, it became a significant issue for her. It deeply upset her, in time, she was even despondent about it.
Jers, I'm going to give you a mid-stream brief instruction. You're going to hear through this witness evidence of Anna Walsh's state of mind. And it is limited to the purpose of establishing her state of mind as may be relevant to the defendant's motives in this case. Evidence cannot be considered as proof of the criminal act that is charged in this case. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. What do you mean, despondent?
She was deeply upset about it. She was troubled. I think she was concerned about her role.
As to, I think. All right. Restate the question and I'll have the answer.
What do you mean, despondent?
Anna felt deeply disappointed that she wasn't in a position to be the mother the children deserved.
Did she tell you she discussed the children not being with her, with Brian?
Yes.
What did she tell you?
It was a point of contention for them. Brian's attorney had...
May we approach Sagamore?
Yes, you may.
Did you keep your relationship with Anna secret?
I did not, no.
Did you tell people about your relationship with Anna?
Yes.
Did you socialize together with any of Anna's friends?
We did not.
Did you socialize with any of your friends?
We did.
Did Anna ever discuss with you telling Brian Walsh about her relationship with you?
Yes. Anna felt it was really important that when Brian was to find out about the relationship, that she would hear it from her. She had expressed great concern, and I think she felt it would be a strike against her integrity if he found out a different way.
So, at some point, did your relationship become more serious?
It did.
When would you say that your relationship became more serious?
In the early to mid-summer, around July.
And how would you describe it?
Anna had traveled to Massachusetts for Brian's sentencing. And the expectation was that she was going to be able to bring the children and him back to Washington, D.C., following a favorable sentencing for his art fraud issues. And that sentencing was delayed because of investigations of...
Objection, Your Honor.
Yes. Sustained.
At that point, were you seeing other people?
Prior to that, yes.
And at that point, did you stop seeing other people?
I did.
And did you begin spending holidays together?
Yes.
And did you spend Thanksgiving together of 2022?
We did.
And what plans did you and Anna have for Thanksgiving of 2022?
We had planned a trip to Dublin, Ireland together.
And when did you get to Dublin?
I believe we left on the 23rd or 24th of November.
Did you fly together to Dublin?
We did.
And how long were you in Dublin?
Until the 27th.
And then where did Anna go after Dublin?
She flew to Serbia to see her mother via Paris.
I'm sorry, via Paris, you said?
Yes.
And where did you go after Dublin?
I returned to Washington.
And did you and Anna have plans for Christmas Eve?
Yes.
And what did you do for Christmas Eve?
We drove out to Annapolis to have dinner with friends of mine.
And where did you have dinner?
The Annapolis Yacht Club.
And where did you and Anna go after dinner in Annapolis?
We went back to my home in Washington.
And and did you spend the night there together?
We did.
And what did you do on Christmas morning?
It had snowed the night before, so Anna's flight had been delayed or canceled. She left because I was taking custody of my children either later that day or the next day, in anticipation of taking a winter vacation with them.
And do you, do you know where Anna went on Christmas Day?
She eventually ended up driving back to Massachusetts.
And, I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. So she, went to Massachusetts, to Cohasset?
Yes, I believe so.
And, did you and Anna discuss how Brian Walsh reacted to Anna not being in Cohasset on Christmas Eve and getting there later on Christmas Day?
She told me that they had had an argument about it and there were some points of contention.
Did you and Anna discuss any stressors about that, any stressors in her marriage to Brian?
The biggest stressor was his inability to resolve his criminal case and the fact that because of that, she couldn't be with her children and bring them back to Washington, D.C., and the fact that it felt like it was holding up her life.
Was there any discussion about credit cards?
Yes.
And what was that?
Anna was the primary breadwinner with her job in Washington. And one evening, she was looking through her credit card statement and had found numerous charges that Brian had made. And they had a conversation about it that was heated. It was about some sports memorabilia that he had purchased for some sort of sports memorabilia business.
When was the last time, I'm sorry, were you and Anna making plans to go on any other trips in 2023?
Yes. I was in Idaho with my children for New Year's, was flying back to Washington, D.C., and we had planned to celebrate New Year's together on the 4th.
And were you going to go to any other locations together, any vacation locations?
While we were communicating over New Year's, we had talked about doing a trip to New York City. Tishman Speyer, the company that Anna works for, has an ownership interest in Rockefeller Center. So she had mentioned wanting to go to New York, and we had discussed it. I think we may have even planned it at one point. But I was concerned coming back from Idaho that I would need to be back on the job, and I didn't want to commit to travel before coming back to the office.
So you said you went to Idaho. When was that?
I left early morning, December 27th.
And did you communicate with Anna while you were in Idaho?
I did.
And how did you communicate?
Through text message and through Instagram.
And how did you communicate through Instagram?
Through the private messenger feature.
And what is the private messenger feature?
Within the application of Instagram, you can send a private message to users.
Okay. And did you voluntarily provide text messages from between you and Anna to the Commonwealth?
Yes, I did.
Your Honor, may we be seen at sidebar?
You may.
Brief break. Can use the facilities. Grab some water for the death house.
All right, move going, please. Your disclosure notebook. Follow me.
A few minutes to take a look at those redactions. And when you're ready for me to come back out on the bench to address those, I'm happy to.
Thank you, Ron. Okay.
Did we reach agreement on the text messages?
We did not. We were hoping for a ruling from you.
All right. What page?
Dear Honor, it's difficult because they numbered the pages, but they took out whole pages and sections, so they don't correspond.
I have visually done it. That might be easier to approach so I can show you side by side. All right. Approach.
We're back open. The Navy's needed.
And you may proceed.
Thank you.
You may.
Mr. Fastow, do you recognize that document?
Yes, these are the text messages that I provided law enforcement.
Thank you. And who are these text messages with?
They're between Anna Walsh and myself.
I'd ask that this be the next exhibit.
Subject to the prior objections, any new objections?
No, Your Honor.
The text message packet, how many pages is it? Well, I'll have somebody count that.
43 pages.
43 pages of text messages between Anna Walsh and William Fastow are now in evidence as Exhibit 145.
Thank you. And, Your Honor, if I might again approach the witness and stand there for one moment.
You may.
Mr. Fastow, this is a printout that you gave, correct?
Yes.
And if you could just tell us who's in the blue and who's in the gray.
Anna Walsh is in the gray. My messages are in the blue.
Thank you. And in the course of this, you and Anna text some pictures as well. Is that right?
That's correct.
And going to page... ...40.
Yes.
What is that a picture of?
That's a toothbrush that Anna had given me. That she had left at my house, and I had packed it to bring with me to Idaho.
And what does that toothbrush say on it?
It says Cohasset Dental.
And sir, these text messages also discuss intimacy, is that right?
Yes, I believe so.
And your trip to Dublin?
Yes.
And you also received a photograph, which is in that, you received several other photographs, which are in those text messages from Anna. And one of them is with her son. Is that right?
One of the pictures?
Yes.
Yes.
And she sent you that... And it's also in person. Is that correct?
Yes.
And she's showing you something that he made her. Is that right?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
May I approach, Your Honor?
You may.
And is this that photo?
Yes.
Is that the necklace she's trying to show you?
Yes.
I'd ask that this be the next exhibit.
No objection, Your Honor.
That will be marked, the photo will be marked and admitted as Exhibit 146.
And Your Honor, this is blurred per the court's instructions?
Yes. So can I just see it quickly? All right. So... can I see counsel beside the bench?
Face is blurred out. It wasn't that way in the original, but it's relevant to your decision making. So that's why I've instructed that it be blurred. All right, thank you.
I'll have that now be published for the jury.
You may publish it.
Thank you. Did she also send you a photo on New Year's Eve as well?
She did.
I asked if you recognized this photograph.
Yes.
And what is this a photograph of?
This is a picture of Anna, our mutual friend Jen Lutlow, and one of her children.
I ask that this be the next exhibit.
Any objection?
None, Your Honor.
The photo of Anna Walsh, Jim Metlu, and the minor child are now in evidence as Exhibit 147.
This photograph is not redacted for trial, so I'm not going to publish it at this time.
Okay.
When did you plan to return from Idaho?
I was scheduled and I left on January 3rd.
And when did you return from Idaho?
I believe I came back very early the morning of January 4th. I think it was probably right around like midnight or 1 or 2 a.m.
Did you have plans to celebrate New Year's with Anna?
I did.
And when did you make those plans?
When I was in Idaho and she was in Cohasset.
And what were your plans for? When were your plans for?
Our plans were to have dinner on January 4th to celebrate New Year's and discuss our 1, 3, 5, and 10-year plans.
And what had you and Anna discussed about your future together?
We'd had a number of conversations about what a life together might look like, what merging two families would look like, how that might work. But I had always said to Anna that she needed to figure out how she wanted things to be with Brian and what she wanted to look like, that to look like for her life before, you know, we could make any sort of commitments or decisions.
And did you have dinner reservations for January 4th?
I did.
Did you have dinner on January 4th?
I did not.
What was the last contact that you had with Anna Walsh?
I received a text message from Anna. It was a Happy New Year's message right around the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, East Coast time.
Did you respond to her?
I believe I did.
And then did you send her anything?
The following day, I had sent her a photo of me showing one of my children how to ski. I had sent her, I think, a waving hand emoji. I think I'd sent a question mark query and then a couple of other texts over the next day or two that went unresponded, that were not responded to.
Did you try calling her?
I did.
When was that?
I believe I tried calling her on January 2nd, and it went straight to voicemail. I tried that a couple times, and then I called her from a landline, thinking that she may have blocked my cell phone.
Did she ever answer you?
She did not.
Were you concerned?
I was.
Did you have any contact with Brian Walsh after you sold the townhouse to Anna?
I may have had a call or two with him discussing the townhouse. I don't really recall. It would have been dealing with property matters. And then he called me on January 4th.
And did you answer that call?
I did not.
What did you do?
I pushed the call to my voicemail.
Why'd you do that?
I was in an intimate relationship with his wife. I had not heard from her in several days, and frankly, I was concerned that maybe he had found out and was calling to confront me.
Did he leave you a voicemail?
No.
Did you call him back?
I did not, but he called me a few hours later again.
When was that?
A few hours after the initial call, so maybe mid-morning, noonish. I couldn't tell exactly.
And did you answer that second call?
No, I pushed that to voicemail as well.
Did Brian Walsh leave you a voicemail?
The second time he did.
And did you provide that voicemail to law enforcement?
Yes, I did.
Your Honor, I'd ask if the voicemail
you can ask. Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
The voicemail message from Brian Walsh to William Fasto is now in evidence as Exhibit 148.
I hope all is going well. I was just reaching out to basically everybody I could. Anna hasn't been in touch for a few days. I spoke to work today. She hasn't been in. They went to the house and she wasn't there. It was like she's been there recently. So just wondering if you spoke with her in the near, recently, like a Sunday or the last 2 days. Just so let me know if you know anyone that might have a contact with her, calling everyone. So, sorry to bother you. Sure, everything's fine. And you can reach me at 617-939-8646.
What did you do after receiving that voicemail, sir?
I immediately called Brian back.
And what happened when you called Brian back?
I told him that I was concerned. We had discussed that Anna had been missing since New Year's Day. I was actually driving at the time that I made the call. I told him that I was nearby the house and that I could stop by the house and check to see if she was there, if that would be beneficial.
And what did you... did you do that?
I did.
And how did you get into the house?
Brian provided me the garage code. I opened the garage and entered the garage bay underneath the house.
And was there a car in the garage?
There was not.
Was there usually a car in the garage?
Anna usually parked in the garage, yes.
And did Anna have a car?
Yes.
Do you know what kind?
I believe it was a Volkswagen Taos.
Did she have one car, two cars, if you know?
Just one car that I know of.
Do you know, did you look inside the house?
I checked the door leading from the garage to the house. That door was locked, so I couldn't enter the house.
Did you notice any damage to the house?
I did not.
And what did you do after going to the house?
I called Brian, let him know that there was no sign that she was there. That her car wasn't there. It didn't look like anyone had been home. And then I actually came back later that evening and checked the garage again in the hopes that she might have shown up.
And did you see anything at that time?
No, it was the same.
Do you recognize that necklace?
Yes.
What is that?
It is a, it's a Gucci pendant necklace that Anna wore frequently.
I ask that this be the next exhibit.
Any objection?
None, Your Honor. You also recognize...
Marked and admitted as Exhibit 149.
Sorry, Your Honor. But nothing to do with work for you.
Do you recognize anything else in the photograph?
She's wearing a Cartier watch, which was her primary timepiece. And I believe it's hard to tell with the resolution of the photo, but it looks like she is wearing her engagement ring.
Thank you very much. Your Honor, I'd ask that this be published to the jury again. This has been blurred at...
You may, and you can publish it electronically, and you can do it the old-fashioned way also.
I'd ask to do it the more modern way.
All right. Right ahead.
Thank you.
As you wish.
Thank you. You have said that you had communicated with her after New Year's Eve. Did you only text her, or did you also communicate through Instagram or other platforms?
I tried to call her through using the cell phone, the landline in Idaho. I sent her text messages, and I probably messaged her through Instagram, but I don't recall.
No, I'm sorry. I'm specifically referring to when you texted her, like, Happy New Year at New Year's at midnight. Was that on text message, through Instagram, or something else, if you remember?
It would have been text message or Instagram.
Okay. Thank you. And have you seen Anna Walsh since December 25th of 2022?
I have not.
Thank you, Mr. Fasto.
Cross-exam.
Good morning. You had mentioned that you met Anna Walsh, I guess, in the late winter, early spring of 2022?
Yes.
And you were introduced to her through a mutual friend, Jem Mutlu?
Correct.
And Mr. Mutlu is also in the real estate business?
Yes. Okay.
And at first you were introduced because Mrs. Walsh was looking for a property in the D.C. area to relocate her family?
Correct.
And you assisted her in finding the townhouse?
I did.
Okay. And when you were looking or showing her that townhouse, at some point, you FaceTime with Mr. Walsh, who was back in Boston, so he could see the property as well?
Yes.
And this was a property for the whole family?
Yes.
Okay. I think you said that quickly you guys became confidants?
Yes.
Okay. And when you say confidants, do you mean really good friends? Would you share secrets? Would you commiserate about being, you know, hardworking? What do you mean by confidant?
We were both at very vulnerable times in our lives. I was dealing with a separation and what was soon to be a full-fledged divorce.
Okay.
And initially unbeknownst to me, but became quite obvious, is that she was dealing with a pretty substantial family legal trouble.
Okay. Let me start with, you had mentioned your separation. When you met Anna Walsh in that late winter, early spring, you were recently separated.
My wife and I have been estranged since late November to early December I guess it would have been 2021.
Okay, so just a few months.
Yeah.
Okay, and you had two young sons?
Yes.
Okay, and I think you had mentioned that Anna Walsh had described an argument that she had with Brian Walsh about some charges on a credit card?
Yes.
So they had an argument about finances or money?
Yes.
Okay. During your marriage, did you ever have an argument or disagreement with your wife about finances or money?
Yes.
You had also mentioned that there was an argument, I guess, on or around Christmas Day between Anna Walsh and Brian Walsh, right?
Yes.
Okay. And am I correct that this argument was because she was delayed in coming home?
Yes.
Christmas Day?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's Christmas Day, they have three sons, and her flight gets canceled, and she's late coming up, right?
Yes.
And so from what you talked to her about, that was upsetting to Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
The property that she purchased for the family, that was about $1.3 million?
Yes.
And was it paid for in cash? Was there a mortgage?
I believe there was a mortgage.
Okay. And it was a four-floor townhouse?
Yes.
How many bedrooms?
Four.
Four. So one for each boy and then a master bedroom for Mr. Walsh and Anna Walsh?
Correct.
Okay. When you initially became friends with Anna Walsh, I think you said you would communicate with her through text message and Instagram?
Yes.
And Instagram, you said it's private. You would, I think the kids say DM. You would DM each other?
Sure.
Okay. So when you were communicating on Facebook, you weren't posting romantic, intimate messages on her public Facebook page?
I was not.
Okay. And I think you had told us that you would comment on her page, but would you comment like, love you, can't wait to see you soon? Or would it be something like, oh, fun night or great pic?
It was more the latter.
Okay. So they weren't flirtatious, open messages?
No.
Okay. And you had mentioned on her Instagram that I think, or maybe you didn't, she would post a lot.
Yes.
Okay. You were never in any of those photographs.
I believe that she referenced me in one of those photographs. She had attended a yoga event that I had hosted.
Okay.
And she had posted a picture of herself at that event. And I believe that she had tagged me in that photo.
Well, you were the host, right?
Yes.
You set it up.
Yes.
So she went, it was like, you know, hashtag thanks Will for yoga type thing.
Yes.
Okay. And your Instagram page, you weren't posting pictures of the two of you on that page.
I was not.
Okay. The timeline of your relationship with Anna, how quickly did it go from friends to more than friends?
Fairly quickly.
Bless you. So were you intimate with her after a week, after a month? When did you start becoming intimate?
To be honest, I don't remember the exact moment.
Okay.
But I know it was very shortly after her move to Washington, D.C.
Okay. You had mentioned, I think, that things had gotten more serious in July, so it had been going on for a few months at that point?
That's correct.
So from the spring of 2022 through New Year's Eve of 2022, during your conversations or time with Anna Walsh, she never told you that Brian was suspicious of you?
I had asked Anna what Brian's reaction would be if she
My ever question
thought.
Is not what you asked her. My question is, at no point did she ever come to you concerned and say, I think my husband knows I have an affair, or he's suspicious of you.
We had one episode where Brian called me while we were out to dinner, and I showed the phone to Anna because it was unusual for Brian to call me. Anna then later called Brian, and Brian had claimed that one of their children had taken his phone and called me by accident. That would be the closest thing that had happened where we felt concerned that maybe Brian had found out.
So I guess I'm not asking if you felt concerned. I mean, you're having an illicit affair. You're always kind of concerned someone's going to find out, right?
I mean, I suppose.
My question to you is, did Anna ever text you or call you and say, look, I think Brian is suspicious that I'm having an affair?
Anna never texted or called me and said that she felt that Brian knew that we were having an affair.
You had mentioned that you had introduced or socialized with your friends and Anna Walsh.
Yes.
The friends that you had that you would socialize with Anna Walsh, they weren't connected to Brian in any way?
No.
Except
for Jim Mutlu.
Jim, okay, and did Jim Mutlu ever come to D.C.?
He did not, but we had correspondence.
Okay. And as far as you know, well, let me ask you this. You didn't tell Jim Mutlu about your relationship with Anna.
I don't recall.
You don't recall. Okay. Anna never told Jim Mutlu about your relationship.
I'm sorry, is that a question?
It sure is.
I don't know what Anna told Jim Mutlu or what she didn't.
So Jim Mutlu was the reason you guys met, right?
Correct.
You guys, or you were good friends?
I would say that we were professional associates.
Okay.
Actually, let me couch that. I would say we were friends.
Okay. Did you and Anna ever socialize with Jim Mutlu together?
Not to my knowledge, no. Not that I recall.
So did you ever go to dinner with Jim and hold hands with Anna, flirt with her in front of Jim? No. So would it be fair to say that you were keeping this from a mutual friend of yours?
I don't know if I was keeping it from him. Jim Mutlu and I had numerous conversations during the time that I knew Anna. We've had conversations following Anna's disappearance. And frankly, it's a little difficult for me to tell you what Jem knew or when or what I told him. I mean, this is something that's played out over 3 years, so.
Your answer is you don't know if you ever told Jem Mutlu about your romantic relationship with Anna Walsh.
I don't know if I told her before she disappeared.
Okay. So you talked to him after?
Yes.
And you told him after that you were in a romantic relationship?
He certainly knew after that we were in a romantic relationship.
Because you told him?
Yes, I believe so.
But you don't know if you told him when you and Anna were dating?
I cannot recall if I told him before or after.
Okay. You had mentioned on directs that you and Anna had conversations about your future.
Yes.
And going into the Christmas holidays, I know you were going to Idaho. Anna Walsh was planning to head back. At that point, there was never any specific plan for Anna to tell Brian about her relationship with you.
Not that I'm aware.
Well, you've been asked questions and testified about this before, right?
That's cool.
And when you testified, am I correct that either Mr. Connor or Ms. Yaz were asking you questions about the nature of your relationship with Mrs. Walsh?
Is this reference to the grand jury testimony?
Yeah. In fact, let me probably ask you this. Have you had a chance before you flew up today to review your grand jury testimony?
I reviewed my grand jury testimony with the state via a call that was, I think, over a month or two ago.
Okay. So you were specifically asked in March of 2022 if there was any specific plan to tell Brian about your relationship with Anna, and you told the grand jury that day that there was not.
That is correct.
Okay. So there was no plan as Anna went home for Christmas to be with her family that she was going to come clean and tell Brian about you.
As I said, there was no plan that I was aware of.
She never told you, hey, Will, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna talk to Brian, I'm gonna blow up my marriage and come be with you. She never told you that.
That is correct.
She didn't tell you, I really want to tell him, I just want to be with you, before she went home for Christmas.
Objection.
Sustained.
That is correct.
You guys never communicated on Facebook Messenger, right?
We may have, I don't recall.
Well, did you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
And did Anna have a Facebook page?
Yes.
And did you turn over any Facebook messages between yourself and Mrs. Walsh for the police?
I don't believe so.
I think you had told us that Anna would never want, or maybe I'm paraphrasing, that Anna would never want her husband, Brian, to find out about the two of you inadvertently. Right?
Correct.
That I think you mentioned integrity was the word that she used, that if anyone was going to tell him, she wanted to be the person to do that.
Correct.
And at least in December, heading into Christmas, there was no plan to tell him.
Not that I was aware of.
You had mentioned that you guys would go to dinners together?
Yes.
Did you ever go to dinner with a woman by the name of Alyssa Kirby?
Not that I recall.
And Alyssa Kirby is a good friend of Anna's that also lived in D.C.?
Yes.
And she would socialize with Alyssa Kirby?
Yes.
You also mentioned that you go to bars together.
Yes.
Would Alyssa Kirby ever join you and have a few drinks, the three of you?
Not that I recall.
I think you mentioned that you brought her to some work functions?
Yes.
Okay. And at those work functions, as far as you knew, there was no one who knew Brian Walsh at those work functions.
That's correct.
And again, not to belabor this, but I think you went on boating trips, you went to the movies. This was with either just Anna or with your friends.
Yes, the only exception to that was I did go to a work event that Anna's company held. It was a Tishman Speyer Architects Forum.
Okay, and this was in D.C.?
Yes.
And Tishman Speyer is one of the things they do. Is there a real estate management company? I'm probably fumbling that.
I think that they're a real estate management and development and investment company.
Okay, and you're a realtor?
Yes.
Okay. So when you were there, were you kind of talking shop with other people there or colleagues there?
I was there in a professional capacity.
In a professional capacity. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And again, as far as you knew, there was no one at this professional or this function you went to for professional reasons that Mr. Walsh would know?
Not that I'm familiar with, no.
And I'm assuming, because you mentioned you were there in a professional capacity, you guys aren't holding hands and kissing and flirting with each other in front of other people.
We are not, but I was her guest.
Excuse me?
I was her guest. I was invited by Anna Walsh.
No, I understand. But at this function that you described, you were there professionally as a real estate agent. You guys aren't playing kissy face and holding hands in front of people.
No.
You had mentioned that Mrs. Walsh had talked to you about Brian's federal case, right?
Yes.
And in the summer of 2022, the expectation and hope was that Mr. Walsh would not have to go to jail.
That was my understanding.
And the plan was for the entire family to relocate down to D.C.
Yes.
And live in that townhouse.
Yes.
And I think you had said that Mrs. Walsh was the breadwinner.
Yes.
And so her job was, you know, she had kind of the big job, so then that's where the family would go.
Yes.
Right. I want to talk to you a little bit about her job and her hours. I think you had said you'd see her 2 to 3 times a week. Roughly, what were her hours Monday through Friday?
I don't honestly know. I assume they were 9 to 5, unless she had to work late for either an event they were hosting or management responsibilities with one of the properties that she was in charge of.
Okay, so it wouldn't be uncommon that she might have to work late or go to a function?
Yes.
Okay. And were there ever any times where she'd have to go in early for a meeting or something came up?
Probably.
Okay. And you mentioned, I guess, professional functions. How often would that happen?
I couldn't say.
Okay.
I'm not to suggest.
Well, I'll talk to you about that in a minute, but we're going to go to our morning break.
Back to session, you may be seated.
Can I have a seat?
Thank you, sir.
Keep your voice up for me, please, okay?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Judge. Good afternoon, or good morning again. Before the break, we were talking about whether or not there was any definitive plan for Anna to tell Brian about your relationship. I want to talk to you a little bit more about conversations that you did have with her in which she told you that she, if Brian was going to find out, she wanted it to be from her, right?
Yes.
And that it would really upset her if he found out any other way.
Yes.
To the point where it would devastate her if Brian ever found out that she was having an affair.
Yes.
And you had mentioned, I think on direct, that you had conversations about a future together?
Yes.
But you never had extensive, concrete conversations about being together and when that would happen?
Correct.
And at the time, at this time frame, that summer, fall, and winter of 2022, you were also in no position to openly start a new relationship with another person.
If you mean that I had not finalized my divorce, that is correct.
No, you were in a position that because your older son would have been devastated if you started bringing another woman around.
Yes, I did say that.
And if I'm correct, on page 36 of Exhibit 145, which are text messages that you turned over. Oh, apologize. No, it is 36. And this is The text messages that you turned over, just to be clear, are from December 29th of 2022 through January 5th of 2023?
I assume that's correct.
Want me to approach so you can look at it?
Sure.
Your Honor, may I?
You certainly may.
Am I correct in the text messages that you provided? It starts at December 29th of 2022?
Yes, that's what it says on the cover page here.
And on page 36, and I can approach again if you need it, you say, he can't imagine me with someone else. Like all children of separated parents, he deeply wants us to reconcile. Introducing him to someone else would destroy that fantasy. It would crush him now, right?
Yes.
And that was right around Christmas time and New Year's that you texted Anna Walsh that.
Yes.
So you had no intentions of having any immediate plans to openly start dating Anna Walsh with your two young boys.
Correct.
You were a concerned dad. You loved your son. You were protective of his feelings.
Yes.
At the same time you were having conversations just about her marriage and your relationship, you knew that it was always a possibility after having these conversations that Anna would stay with Brian, the father of her children.
Yes.
And while she would talk to you about arguments they had about finances or the stress of his federal case, she always spoke to you about him in a positive light.
Yes.
And you knew from her words, that she cared for him deeply.
Very much so.
And I believe during these times when you would talk about her relationship with Brian Walsh, she wanted everyone to see him in the light that she saw him.
Very much so.
The text messages that you turned over to the police, is it fair to say that the police asked you questions about whether or not you had any information that Mr. Walsh had discovered your affair with his wife?
Yes, I'd say that's fair.
Okay. And you understood that anything that could help them in determining if Mr. Walsh had discovered your relationship, you would turn over or it would be helpful.
Yes.
And so I asked you about Facebook and you said you don't remember.
That's correct.
Well, so you don't remember if you would send any flirtatious, sexy, or intimate messages or posts on Facebook? Isn't that something you would remember? If you're trying to keep it a secret?
I don't recall if I used Facebook Messenger as a means of communication with Anna Walsh. I would periodically delete messages. I don't recall if I had deleted messages from Facebook. I had certainly deleted messages from Instagram and text messages I had had over the term of our relationship. Honestly, I said things to Anna that I might have found embarrassing that I just didn't want to look at, so I would delete the messages.
But you weren't trying to hide it from anyone. It was just your own kind of squeamishness or embarrassedness from whatever you had sent.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing further. Thank you, sir.
Redirect?
Nothing. Thank you.
The witness may step down.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.